County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer. And this week, we're hearing from Angel Knight, owner of Trail My Mix. Thank you for joining me, Angel.
Hi, thank you for having me, Erica. I appreciate it.
So tell me about Trail My Mix and how you got started doing this.
Well, Trail My Mix, it came from I was in a grocery store. I have another company called Angel Vending, which is just a vending company, you know, candy selections and things like that.
Okay.
And so I was putting Trail Mix, just regular Sam's Club Trail Mix, in my machines, and I ran out one day. And I was at the grocery store, and my spirit said, I'll have you make it, right? So I didn't know. I was like, who's talking to me? I don't know anything about Trail Mix, right? I didn't. So God just started telling me all these different ingredients to grab. And so I made it, right? So I made it for Bill Cole's barbershop in Gary. And the barbers there were like, oh, my God, I don't want a quarter's worth. Like, this is too good. It's irritating. Keep having to go back to the machine. It's addictive. I need you to give me some in a container. And I was just like, okay. And I didn't do it. And so I came back to refill the machine, and they were like, do you have my Trail Mix? And I was like, all this candy and stuff, you want Trail Mix? Like, I'm confused. And they were like, yeah, remember we told you. So I came back that same day. I made them some, and they were like, okay. So then I only charged them like $5 for like a bucket. And then they were like, you know what? This is just a little too good. We feel like we're raping you. Please increase the prices. Please. And that's when I kind of knew that I had something. That's when I really kind of knew.
And how long ago was that?
Wow, that was in 2009. That was in 2009. Yeah.
And so you've been doing this over 10 years now?
Over 10 years. I actually had to stop because of my career. I'm an actress and a model. So I stopped in like 2014. And since I was doing background work and acting and stuff, doing, you know, being around models, I needed something. Everyone was just sitting around. We sit a lot. So I was like, well, I have a product or something. Like, I could really be, there's a lot of people here, like hundreds. So I started back making it. My cousin asked me to make it. He owns Avanon Butters, this butter company. He was like, please, cuz, make me some. And I was like, yeah, and I'm already on set. So I started back in 2019. So when I started back in 2019, it was like really 2018, but officially in 2019, I just went full-fledged and went back forward to right back to where I started, left off in 2014.
And I saw that wellness and health is a big part of your branding. Is that something that you got into as you were making the Trail Mix, or has that always been a part of your lifestyle?
It's always been a part of my lifestyle because I'm a track coach, a former track coach and basketball coach. I just like fitness. I like staying healthy. And just for my career, you know, being a model, you do have to stay in shape. And an actress, you do have to stay in shape physically and, you know. So keeping everything together. But I also learned that eating natural and healthy, it was a good way to cure a lot of dis-ease in your body. So, you know, the nuts are a good way for thinking, good for your thyroid, good for your liver, good for your kidney. They're just good for so many things. The raisins are good for arthritis. It's just, you know, it's so many just on and on. You got blueberries in it. Yeah, so I really started to get into the health factor of how can this help your body? So when I'm making the mixes, I'm thinking about healing people's bodies and having them feel good overall because I know that it's natural nutrients going into the product.
And I overheard you saying when you were just talking to someone before we started recording that you have a daughter in college. And my mind was blown because you do not look like you could. You look like you're just out of college.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes. My daughter, I have two daughters. One's 24 and the other one's 21. So this is my youngest daughter. She's finishing up school at Ball State, and so she'll be getting her two degrees, one in finance and the other in insurance risk management. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Do they give you any advice on managing your business?
Yes, yes. Like the one that's in finance, she definitely tells me about product intake because sometimes you can be generous because you just want people to enjoy your product. And she's like, that's not cost effective, Mom. You need to think about that. Make sure you're measuring. Like she's very, very adamant. And the other one, she's really, her degree was in communication. So she's constantly on me about different ways. Like she wants me to get into Snapchat and all these other things that I'm just not real familiar with.
Yeah, I think we've all tried to figure out which social media platforms are best for us because there are so many out there. You know, we could be on Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and it can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming. Then you have to keep up with all of those, too. So you're like, oh, exactly. Somebody, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot. So they help me somewhat, but for the most part, I'm just a one-woman show.
And I know that you've been at a lot of the farmers markets. So how did you get connected with those and start doing those?
Well, I started doing a farmers market back in, I want to say, 2011. So we were on Grand Boulevard, and I was working with Sandy in the Miller community. And so I started out there, and it wasn't really like, per se, a farmers market. It was a farmers market, but it was just a bunch of vendors on the street across from the church. And it grew. It grew a lot. Like, a lot of people just kept coming. So that's where I initially started. And so I just kind of, I liked it. I liked the environment.
And when farmers market season is done and you can't be outside selling product or at fairs, how are you marketing your trail mix?
That is a great, great question. Well, right now I've kind of partnered with GSO, Good Sense Oils, and I make samples for her customers so that I can continue to get the business out. So they'll get a free sample from Trail My Mix, and then I usually get orders from them. And then I just keep the word out for the most part. And some of my old customers, thank God for all of you. I love you. I love you. Keep ordering, trailmymix.com. But they're pretty consistent because once you try it, you guys, I gave you guys some today. I hope that you'll be calling me because of it. Usually it becomes a little addictive. It's pretty tasty.
Yes, you did bring some samples.
Yes.
And so talk to me about what are your best sellers. I know you have some of them in the samples you brought today.
Oh, yes. My best sellers are Pralines and Things, the Fruit and Nut Mix. I have Joyous Cashews and Almonds. Terrific Toffee is another big seller. The Night Mix, which is named after my grandma. I'm going to change the name of the Night Mix also. It's named after my grandma because it's made with so much love. It has like Boston baked beans. It has chocolate in it. It has M&Ms. And so it's more like your traditional, but it's way better. It's just so good. But I'm going to change that to Grandma's Mix. Let's see. I have so many different blends. I have over 12 blends. So, and you can customize your own too. Any of my blends, or you can make your own. So if you don't like a particular nut, some people are allergic to tree nuts and things like that, then you can customize it.
And so is entrepreneurship something that was in your family, or what encouraged you to go out on your own and start your own business?
That's a great question. My degree is in advertising. So I think that's kind of like teaches you to have an entrepreneurial spirit in the sense where it teaches you all the forms of marketing and PR and everything, advertising. So it kind of helps you if you have an idea. So it kind of like when I was young, I was in corporate America. I worked for Verizon. I worked for Nissan. I worked for AT&T. I mean, like I was just in corporate, right? So I realized that corporate was not for me. I was in managerial positions, which was great. However, I still realized that was not my thing. I like being outside, so I tried outside sales. So that's when I started to understand that I like to do things independently, and I have knowledge, so I needed to utilize my knowledge. I was helping other businesses grow from my knowledge with advertising. However, what I needed to do was help myself grow. So I stopped. I still help other businesses, you know, with my knowledge. However, I spent all of that and put it into myself. So the entrepreneurship, it's always been within me. As a matter of fact, yeah, since I was nine. When I was nine, I had a pool party. My mother bought me a pool, right? This is the 4-foot pool, right? I had no friends in this neighborhood, so I went door to door. I'm knocking, and I asked them. I had made little flyers. And it was 25 cents to come. It was 25 cents for a sandwich. And it was 25 cents for a drink. Please send your child with 4 quarters. That's what the invitation said. So the parents brung their kids down. I collected my little coins. If they wanted a sandwich, I had them ready. They were only little bites. I've always been an entrepreneur because my mother reminds me. She said, I could not believe you had those people coming and paying.
And paying.
And paying.
And bring and your child and bring their money.
Bring their money, too. Yes, because this is not a free play party.
But at least you had priced out the chips, the drink, the swimming. Yes. And, you know, you had your price structure.
I did. I had everything. So I think it's kind of like always been within me to create something. And, you know, I do events, too. So it's been within me.
And so what lessons have you learned while you have been growing this? Even if entrepreneurship is within us, we still stumble, right, as we're growing and opening things. So can you tell me about a moment that you kind of stumbled and picked yourself back up?
Well, let's see. When I slowed my business down in 2014, the lesson there was modified growth, okay? I had accelerated growth. I do sample orders. So I was getting sample orders from multiple companies at a time. We're talking 150 here, 300 here. And I did not have a good process. So I learned that in order to take on these types of jobs, I had to, one, have a process, a good one, and it had to be consistent. And it couldn't be haphazard. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'll get to it. No, it had to be very strategic because I had time slots that things had to be in. So I learned a lot from that lesson that I don't want to grow too fast too soon, because if you grow too fast too soon and you cannot handle the growth of your business will fail because you can't keep up with production. You can't keep up supply and demand. You're tired. You're this. So it's just better to prepare and to try and control your growth. If you see that you're starting to have a lot of sales, like kind of just, you know, register in on that and see what's the peak days. Like kind of look at what you're doing so that you know, like, okay, well, this holiday, Valentine's Day is coming up. So there's a grand opportunity that people will start buying nuts for their misses because, they like the pralines and things. They like the terrific toffee, and they know that that's something that's going to make them smile. So if I offer a variety pack, I need to know that I'm going to just be prepared. So modified growth, that's the biggest lesson I think I've learned.
Where do you see the business going from here? What are your growth plans?
My growth plans, I want to be in the airlines and I want to be in the military. So that's my growth goals. I know it's a big one, lofty.
Big contracts.
It's big contracts, but it's just about putting it in the right production company and getting it cycled through. So that's my vision and that's my goal.
And I think you have an advertising background, as you said.
Yes.
And so talk about how you developed your brand and maybe your strategy for outreach.
Well, I came up with the first concept was, you said strategy for outreach for going forward?
Oh, or how you developed your brand.
Okay, how I developed my brand was when I realized that I had different ones, I just kind of like, I wanted everything to match up and be clean. I wanted to be unique and different. I didn't want a lot of writing on my bags. I've seen a lot of other companies kind of model what I've done over the years because I'm just independent. So I don't have the company, a larger company behind me. But I like it nice and clean with the clear. And I like my labels to be the standout so that people can see what it is and also see the product, which is important to me. So I kept it very clean because I advertise it as a gourmet product. So I don't like a lot of clutter on there. So that's kind of how I built the brand and color-coded it and kept the colors consistent because customers may not remember the brand, the actual name of the, but they'll remember that color.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those, there are the certain brands that just really stick in your head because of the color or an icon or something that they use. And so you said you started with vending machines or you have vending machines. Do you still do those?
I have them, but I haven't placed them as much because of my career again. And then the trail mix business, it's kind of moving. So if I get more employees, then yes, I will.
And have you seen growth? I know a lot of businesses have seen growth, especially with 2020 in their online sales. Have you seen that?
No. I have not. I wish. www.trailmymix.com. Please order now. 25% off your entire order. Yes. But no, I haven't seen as many orders. I think I've probably had maybe 2 or 3 orders a month, which is kind of slow, you know, but it's okay because I know, again, everything's going to kick in and churn. I've gotten an order from the city, like I did the city's trick-or-trunk thing for the youth. So I get more businesses than just the individual customers. Like I get customers on the side, but as far as online, I would love more online orders. Because of COVID, a lot of people first, they felt a little skeptical because of packaging and things like that because of what the media was saying. But it had turned up and it was starting to kick. And then it just kind of slowed down a little bit after the holiday.
And I think with how events have slowed down, and if you were doing, you know, bags or baskets or anything for an event setting, well, then that naturally is going to reduce the number of orders that you have if you're doing less events. And hopefully we'll see that come back soon as the vaccine gets distributed and people feel more comfortable coming back out and having events. So,
yeah, I think that once people come back out, like when I'm at the farmers markets, it's pretty cool because, you know, there's the 6 feet distance and people know exactly what they want and they're familiar with me. So they know. But like you said, once the restrictions are a little bit less, it'll probably pick back up. So I'm pretty positive about it. I don't feel, like, nervous. So I'm thankful for that.
Is there anything you'd like to share about your business that we haven't talked about?
Well, Trail My Mix is a quality product, and it's available, again, to corporate businesses for, like, giveaways, like the guest Ron who just left. To order for their clients and things like that. It's a great giveaway for, you know, baby showers, you know, just giveaways. And it's a healthy alternative. It's great for hiking. Indiana has a lot of hikers. So I was thinking about, you know, what's the big hiking place? Begin with an A.
Oh.
The Arboretum.
Okay, yeah.
Or the dunes,
yeah. So I want those type of people to kind of like check out my product because it's real flexible. It's in a bag. You can toss it in your bag. It's real easy to carry. And you'll enjoy it. And it'll give you the stamina that you need. Another thing I want people to know about my fruit and nut mix is for men, it is a great, great enhancer. And that's the end of that sentence.
All right. Well, that is a way to end that sentence.
Just so you know, ladies, get your man some fruit and nut mix. This is great.
Well, thank you so much, Angel, for being on and for sharing your business with us.
Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed the trail mix. And call me next time when you want
some more. Do you want to provide your number?
Phone number is, sure, it's 312-448-7076. And again, the website is www.trailmymix.com.
Thank you for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.